Spiritual needs. perhaps as their meal ticket. Getting aside from their possible misunderstanding, Jesus is much more than Israel's bringing, their benefactor. Jesus is God. Yes, God in the flesh, making good on the promises that God makes, good in the person of the Son. Now, St. Mark, in the universal practice of the Church as the Holy Communion, notes that you too are in the divine economy, ascertains that you are shown too where Jesus is to be found today. He is to be found in His Word and in His sacraments. And so you are meant to see Jesus feeding the 4,000, not just 4,000 souls, not just that Jesus is God, the provider of daily bread for every bodily need, but to see that St. Mark directs you well beyond your daily ration of bread, that is, food, shelter, and clothing. This seemingly impossible feeding of the 4,000 prefigures, foreshadows, foretells of Jesus' impossible feeding of the whole world. For Jesus says He gives His flesh for the life of the world. How can the body of Jesus satisfy so many? Because Jesus is God. He regularly does the impossible. He feeds 4,000 famished, so He gives you His true meat and true drink, feeding you who are likewise hungry and thirsty in your remote place out in the world, consumed by sins, yet redeemed by God. Left to yourselves in the wilderness, you would be as good as dead. The wages of sin is death. As St. Paul reminds us, the gift of God is eternal life. Today, Jesus comes to this place. He comes not to receive your worship and praise, for you come from a remote place, willingly subject to your sins. You come half dead and left to yourselves would perish. Your faith is not enough to sustain you. That is God's proper work. So Jesus comes not to receive from you, but that you might receive of Him. And He gave thanks, and broke, and gave. And so He delivers Himself to you, that you might be delivered of Him to the Father. In this divine service, you are here given by God nothing less than God Himself. And so, dear friends, we see the full circle come. How God cares for body and soul. He gives you your daily bread, but He also gives you bread that leads to eternal life. And you too